Both will do that way? All right, three, two, one.
Way! What'd I get?
Bollocks, every year. Anyway, now that I've been robbed, let's talk about the fact that paying taxes is very, very important.
Speaking of robbery.
The thing is, you might be upset about having to pay your taxes, and, well, you shouldn't be, because they're all going to a good cause, especially if you're an American taxpayer. The best of causes. Pakistani gender programs.
Right, well, at least it's better than going to actual Pakistanis who are sitting in the Holiday Inn down the road spending it on cigarettes and JD sports trainers.
Well, it's going to a Pakistani sat in Islamabad who is going to take the American money and go, thank you very much, I will send that to the local village and get women into schools. Anyway, time to go buy a Mercedes. Bye. Nobody thinks there's money in ailing up anywhere, but we'll go and check out this premium podcast first. Debate might as well be dead, because, well, we don't even need to debate it, do we, bro? Because everything is going well. There's important reasons to pay your taxes. Remember last year? It was a couple of years ago. I don't even remember at this point. The last massive bill that came out of the American system, in which they were like, yeah, spend $1 trillion on what? I don't know. How about $10 million for Pakistani gender programs? Remember this?
Yeah.
And everyone just laughed because it was just ridiculous.
That was last year. Yeah. End of last year. And then they had the Inflation Reduction Act, which didn't reduce inflation.
2 years ago, sorry. And that went through. That still passed. Anyway, it turns out $10 million wasn't enough. We go to the next one here. $200 million this time round might just do it. You know, if we just spend another $200 million in Pakistan, I think, I might be wrong, but 1,400 years of history might suddenly change, and they'll become Western liberals. It works so well in Afghanistan. I mean, what do we spend there? Like $10? Something like that? And it was $2 trillion, but whatever. Don't think about it too much. I'm not even joking. This is funds being used for democracy programs and gender Pakistani programs. Which, okay, cool. Good luck. There's also money in there mentioning Afghanistan for Afghan activists.
Right.
I presume they don't mean the Taliban.
No.
But, I mean, they're the only activists in Afghanistan at this point, so yikes. Anyway, there's also $10 million for freedom of expression in Bangladesh. I know most Americans not only can find Bangladesh on a map, they can recognize its flag, they know who the Prime Minister is. In fact, they know pretty much about 10 Bangladeshis for every American.
I think this is all just being spent on snorkels, because they're usually underwater for about half the year.
I mean, it would be a good investment. I mean, at least they could express themselves if they, you know, Google. Anyway,
that's how the language sounds.
No, it's better than that. But anyway, there is $10 billion here for Bangladeshi. I don't know. What exactly? I mean, for serious for a minute, what are you actually... Let's give you $10 million.
Right.
All right. Who in Bangladesh are you going to give this money to ensure that freedom of expression next year is better than it is this year?
I would assume it's going to a bunch of arts funds.
And that's going to help how?
More Bollywood movies.
Not even a Bollywood.
They don't know the difference.
All right. So the money will jump over to India and that would be more worthwhile.
Average T-Series subscriber running the American government.
There's also $90 million going to Global Internet Freedom of Expression.
Oh, do one. Come on.
So, presumably the CIA are just taking that for reasons.
Yeah, they're opening a bunch of new Twitter accounts to vote in polls.
Yeah. There's also a guy who's gone through the whole bill, and I'm just going to read out the worst examples. Because, I mean, there are some in there where you could have a debate. Like, there's a bunch of money at some point for, like, salmon. And not for the salmon themselves, though I'm sure they'd love it. It's for the, you know, making sure the salmon population is good in some area or something, right? And
okay.
You know, you could have some stupid debate, and I'm sure there'll be interesting points about why salmon need this money.
I'm sure that the private sector could probably handle it better, but
Funnily enough, most of this bill isn't about something that could be debated.
No.
Most of it's pretty friggin' dumb. In fact, we'll start off here. They expressly prohibit Border Force in the United States from using any of its money to improve border security in this bill.
Right.
However, at the same time, it also allocates $400 million towards border security for Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman.
Right, I was about to say, so what they're doing is they're defending Ukraine's border. Brilliant. Right, okay, cool.
Whoa, we haven't got to Ukraine yet.
Oh, no, not yet. But merely
much more than that.
Merely in principle, they're defending all the borders in the Middle East and Ukraine, but not the American one.
Clear. Israel deserves a border wall. Jordan deserves a border wall. Egypt, they need a border wall with Gaza.
Vineyard need a border wall.
I don't know why the Egyptians so badly need a border wall with Gaza. I thought they were all brothers and everything. But whatever, we'll leave that to be. Oman, what do you need a border wall for? It's all desert, but whatever. they need it, but the American-Mexican border, perfectly fine. Don't worry about it. Hmm. Anyway, there's also $1.4 billion being given to membership of multilateral global organizations such as the UN. There we are.
That's gross.
Money well spent. Met a lot of people in the UN. They don't think it's money well spent, but whatever. On a more sinister note, he writes, there is at least $575 million being spent on family planning in areas where the population growth, quote, threatens biodiversity. The American government is giving $500 million of taxpayers' money to abort kids so that the population doesn't threaten biodiversity.
This sounds almost exactly like when Bernie Sanders did his climate change town hall for CNN in 2020, of which I believe they removed the transcript for the website. You can still find the clip. And one woman got up and said, I know it's not popular to say, but overpopulation is driving climate change. Will you commit to addressing this? And he said, yes. And I think this is particularly important for black and brown women who don't have access to reproductive healthcare. So he wants to fund abortion overseas to reduce carbon emissions by reducing people. And that is an actual policy position.
Specifically black and brown people.
He said specifically black and brown people.
Well, he finally got his wish. $500 million worth.
The Margaret Sanger position. Okay.
It's being funded. I don't know why the white supremacists even try. Well, I suppose they did join the Democratic Party. I mean, Richard Spencer's still there. Anyway, there's also $65 million for two programs. For Senator Leah, for a federal building to be named Nancy Pelosi. I don't know how that costs $65 million. I would have thought you just rename it on the website.
Right.
Maybe you hire a guy to, like, chisel it in.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of kids who've got a Sharpie who would do it for, like, $10.
I mean, if you wanted to hire a guy to chisel it in, you could just do the guy that does Nancy Pelosi's facelifts at this point.
He's
experienced with a chisel.
A lot of options on the table, but none of those were taken. Don't know why. They also have a handful of many earmarked bills. So this is just like, here's a bunch of things we're also going to spend money on. And right. There's loads of them.
Right.
So we're just going to go through the ones his staff are able to go through. One of them is $3.6 million US for the Michelle Obama Trail. That's it. That's the Michelle Obama Trail, in case you're wondering. For folks listening... It's a series of wooden bridges that connect so you can go and have a walkie in the woods without having to step in the mud, I suppose.
Well, and a cyclist hasn't been on this much testosterone since Lance Armstrong.
There is a plaque of the Michelle Obama Trail with a not very flattering interpretation.
No, well, actually...
The hand does cover up the bulge, so I mean, that's that.
Well, the carving has sunglasses on it. It just looks like Joe Biden on a bike.
Kind of, now you mention it. There we are. That's $3.6 million well spent. Yeah, there's also sad react to all that I've seen from a lot of Americans who are like, I love paying taxes. I love paying taxes. There we are. Enjoy. Spend $1.7 trillion on what? The Michelle Obama Trail. Yeah, there's more of this. If we go to the next link here, $477,000 for anti-racist training.
Of course it is.
Yep, so there we are. We also have $3 million for the LGBTQ+ Museum. In New York City.
Don't they already have a gay village?
I don't really know what you're going to keep in there. Like, best interpretation. Like,
58% of taxidermied bodies?
Some bricks from, like, the Stonewall riots. I mean, yeah. That's kind of interesting. But then what? Like, some sex toys? I don't get the point. Like, yep. How big is that museum going to be? $3 million to house a brick. Okay, whatever. Let's leave that there. There's an additional $47 billion US going to Ukraine, of course.
Yep.
He writes that if the $47 billion wasn't enough, it also authorizes the Ukrainian Independence Park, D.C.
Right.
Because, again, have you ever seen a map of Americans trying to find Ukraine?
No.
It's people at home. Have some fun. Just type in Americans find on map. You will get quite a few options. North Korea is a good one.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of, they did a poll right before the 2016 election and they asked Americans if they should bomb Agrabah, and the majority of respondents said yes. Agrabah is the fictional city from Aladdin.
Well, I mean, they've got weapons of mass destruction, so I mean, we should.
Yeah, they do have the Jafar genie, actually. Yeah, that's quite a threat.
Yeah, but there's one for find Ukraine on a map, and there's quite a few people who decided to pick the middle of the ocean, which a few people thought it was in America.
I think that's just an endorsement to sink the place. I don't have to keep paying for it anymore.
I did love the North Korean one, though, because quite a lot of people picked Australia as North Korea and New Zealand as South Korea, which I mean, that's genius. Anyway, so we also have more from this. There's monuments to be put up to journalists and service animals. Done a lot of traveling in the East now.
Yeah.
Lovely thing about the ex-communist countries is they do have quite a lot of lovely monuments. Mm. And some of them are great. Some of them are a bit communist-y, but whatever. And quite a lot of them I would actually quite like to have in the West. Monuments of journos is not one of them.
Well, at least the service animals have done something useful.
That's true.
Like, I'd rather give a statue to a random Shetland pony than Taylor Lorenz.
To be fair, they are quite cute. You can always find, like, I found one a little while back where there's a guy and he's petting, like, a little cat.
Yeah.
Like, that's the statue, right? And you can see, because, you know, on brass, where people touch it, it's always gold. Like, the little cat is just bristling gold. People have gone up and stroked it. Anyway, side note. There's also 500 million for dye and structural racism. I don't know
what,
if that's...
To continue structural racism.
I mean, well, you know, it's not cheap.
Well, at least there's something good in this bill.
It's a joke. Anyway, also gender programs in Pakistan, 200 million for that. That's great, great money, well spent. I'm sure it'll be fixed next year. He also writes, did you know that the House of Representatives has a Office of Diversity and Inclusion? It's a die office for the whole place.
I too am in favor of... No, I can't say that on YouTube.
That's being given 26 million this year. Good job. 200 million in Title X funding, which funds Planned Parenthood, so I'm sure they're probably happy about that. The omnibus bill was also released at 2 a.m. today, he writes. The Senate is now voting to begin debate on the bill. Have to be able to have read the entire bloody thing. You would have need to have read 4 pages a minute without a single break for 16 hours straight.
Right, so this is governance of monkeys by typewriters.
Yeah, I mean, this old meme of, I think it was Ron Paul who best... made up this call of maybe we should read the bills before we vote on them.
Mm.
Radical. But
he was also the one that got voted down when he made the proposal of we should reduce every single bill that's proposed by 1 pence. And they said no.
Yeah, it was a good idea. There's also 750,000 for the Trans Latin At Coalition. I think that's a Twitter account. It's an expensive Twitter account, presumably.
Mm.
400,000 for the Racial Justice Improvement Project. Sure, it's going well. But we'll check out Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul over here, who is doing a good job. He just brought in the bill, like in a wheelbarrow. And he's like, look at it. Look at this damn thing. And this is his video here. It's already got 1.4 million views. It's great. Look
the
at
Republicans
that.
Are getting better at optics, I will say. Their press conferences with the cheesy graphics are getting more and more entertaining.
Yeah, but look at that damn thing. Yeah, no one's reading that. I mean, I know it's a meme at this point, but seriously, it is a massive problem. And it is not a problem that has ever been even slightly stopped. But we'll move forward. I thought we'd just end on some other wonderful, great government works, which is why you need to love your taxes.
What, it gets better than paying for child weddings in Pakistan?
Yes.
Okay.
Very, very important work, such as the January 6th committee.
Oh, joy.
I don't care. We'll go to the summary, because this is a whole article about that. And then the same day, I think it's the same day or the next day, Vox also published this. Oh, it is the same day, where they have like the summary of the things. They're like, oh, yeah, now Trump's going to prison. What for? They say in here, he disrupted Congress's certification of the election. Yep, okay.
Well, he didn't.
Well, yeah, not he wasn't there.
No.
For what?
He was apparently too busy grabbing the wheel of a limo, which had a dividing partition.
This is MAGA country. Anyway, but yeah, the thing is, I look at these articles and it's like, does this mean the FBI are going to arrest Trump? No. Okay. And a guy on Fox News put this great, like, this whole thing, like, this whole committee was literally just therapy for Dems. Great, great that was funded. That was great work. I'd love to chalk up how much that cost. Anyway.
Well, the term personal is political did come out of feminist therapy circles, so we are basically being governed by wine mums who like talking to each other.
But if you're not convinced that your taxes are deadly important, at least we can go to the press secretary, Mrs. Diversity Hire herself, and all feel proud to see that she is doing the best work possible in saying that January 6th was even worse than anything since the Civil War. 9/11. Not as bad.
She does look like a particularly ugly version of Toad from Mario, doesn't she?
But I just like Pearl Harbor. Not quite as bad as this.
Mm.
Yeah, anyway.
Jonestown, notably less deadly than January 6th.
We'll end it off there. I think you get the point, but enjoy paying your taxes, I suppose.
Thanks for watching that segment from the podcast Lotus Eaters. I hope you're having a very jolly Christmas right now. If you enjoyed that and want to find more, you can go to our website, Lotus Eaters, and become a member for as little as £5 per month. That'll get you access to all of our premium content. But we do have other content as well, including this recent interview that Bo has done with Az, otherwise known as Heels versus Babyface, where they are talking about the state of pop culture and the media industry as a whole right now. So that's very interesting. Check that out if you'd like to find more of what we're doing on the regular. You can follow us on social media at Getter at lotuseaters_com. Thank you very much and take care.